For this morning's devotion, I'll be reading from Zechariah 3. Zechariah 3, that is the right at the second last from the end of the Old Testament. And in Zechariah 3, we read of a man named Joshua. This man was made high priest. And in and around the year 516 BC, there was some major changes going, a major shift within the Jewish world. The Babylonian Empire had been defeated by the Persian Empire. The Jews were already returning to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. The prophets Haggai and Zechariah, whom we are reading from, had been called forth by God as their representative to speak the truth of God. Zerubbabel, a governor, was raised up for the people, and a high priest was named, and that was Joshua, or in some translations, Jeshua, and that is where the name Jesus comes from, Yeshua. It is derived from there. And I thought of one interesting note, was that roughly a thousand years earlier, it was Joshua, the son of Nun, who led Israel from the wilderness into the promised land. He was of the tribe of Ephraim. And now, roughly a thousand years later, it is another Joshua who was made high priest that led Israel after their 70-year captivity back into the land. And he was of the son of Josedek, of the tribe of Levi in the line of Aaron. So he was in that priestly line. Let us read Zechariah 3, verses 1 to 5. And it's an interesting picture we are getting here. We're getting a glimpse of what is really going on in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly heavens that we don't physically see. Zechariah writes in 3 verse 1, "And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angel. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by." In verse 1, we read, Zechariah sees Joshua, this high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Throughout the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord was often associated with a pre-incarnate Christ. It was the angel of the Lord that spoke to and met with Abraham, with Hagar, with Moses in the bush, that burning bush. He had met with Gideon. He had met with Manoah, that was the father of Samson. He had met with so many within the Old Testament, this angel of the Lord. And we see it's almost like a bit of a courtroom setting. Only there is no jury. There's only a judge and one that came to accuse. That was Satan. Revelation 12, verse 10 says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Notice he does not accuse the unbelievers, because in unbelief we are condemned already. No, he comes to accuse the brethren. But there is no accusation to be made, because Jesus declares us righteous by his work. He immediately dismisses Satan. He says, I rebuke thee. The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Much like the archangel Michael, when he was in Jude, we read that he was disputing with the body of Moses with Satan, And he did not bring a railing accusation against Satan, but he simply said, "The Lord rebuke thee." That is the power of the name of the Lord. We read in here that Satan is standing at the right side, that Joshua is standing. Satan is standing here because his work is never finished. His work of accusing us is never finished. But Jesus, when he ascended into heaven, he sat down because his work of redemption was finished. He had redeemed once for all. And notice that Satan is at the right hand. That is the position to intercede. That is the position to accuse. Jesus went to the right hand of the Father to intercede on our behalf. Satan is trying to accuse this Joshua. And what about this Joshua? Well, it says that he was standing there with, he was one that was plucked from the fire, meaning he had been saved. He had been declared righteous by God. Joshua was clothed in filthy garments. Now, can you imagine that? You're standing there in the position of Joshua. All your sin is laid bare. You're wearing your filthy garments. You're dirty, unclean. And here Satan is bringing that all up. And yet the Lord says simply, "I rebuke you, Satan. I'm going to give this man clean clothes." And that is what is given. See, even Joshua, who is the high priest, who is the one who is supposed to make the cleansing for the nation, for the people's sins, even he stood and he was sin-laden. Joshua's clothes are changed in verse 4. His iniquity was taken away. The Lord interceded on his behalf. And finally, in verse 5, we read that a fair mitre, that is, a headdress, these were headdresses that were worn by priests, is put on his head. In Revelation 1, verses 6 and 5, verses 10, we are promised that there will be those that are trust in Jesus, who give their lives to him, are called kings and priests. I believe Joshua, being a high priest, will be and is made a high priest, or a priest, I should say, in God's kingdom. We are also promised crowns of righteousness. Those are to be laid at his feet, but a crown is given to a king. And it's almost unimaginable to think that God would elevate us to be priests and kings in his kingdom. And yet he does, because we will be serving him, and we are simply a part of this. But in this chapter, we see an amazing picture of hope. And it is ultimately our Lord, Jesus, who became our high priest, and who I will be speaking a little bit further on, a little bit later in this service. What an awesome picture we are given here, and may it be an encouragement as we look to God's word.